You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Latif Stanikzai is a surgeon from Afghanistan, now living in Melbourne. He is nursing a leg injury, sustained after being fired upon by unidentified assailants in 2013.
Today, I feel hard. Am I not sure today I'm walking? Because I not feel today well.
Dr. Latif Stanikzai worked as a trauma surgeon at Kabul's Emergency Hospital from 2010 until 2014. There, he treated the victims of dozens of suicide bombings and militant attacks, helping anyone in need, including members of the now ruling Taliban. He says he was targeted by members of the Taliban's Haqqani network when they accused him of failing to save its fighters.
I got a call from Haqqani network to do everything to save the people. I couldn't do much as they were already dead. They thought that I haven't saved them.
After being attacked three times, the Afghan government told Dr. Stanikzai they couldn't protect him anymore. He spent years as a refugee in Indonesia before he was able to come to Australia. Today, although safe himself, he battles on. In the 3 years since he's been in Australia, his leg injuries have required multiple surgeries while his qualifications are not recognised here for him to work as a surgeon.
I am depressed and thinking about my family. In the meantime, I'm doing self-study to pursue my surgeon career and help people in Australia.
However, what he wants most is to do whatever he can to keep his family back in Afghanistan safe and bring them to Australia.
I have lost family members and have lost everything, including my house. Now I ask the government to evacuate those members who are still alive.
Refugee Settlement Services working with Afghans say there are many families waiting to be reunited. Catherine Scarfe is the Chief Executive of AIMS Australia.
There are many, many families, obviously, who are waiting to come to Australia and be reunited with families. And that's something that we're working very closely with individuals on, and also providing them with the appropriate visa advice through the government-funded program Refugee Legal.
Afghan refugees in Australia still face a lot of uncertainty. Like Dr. Stanikzai, many have gone through the migration process alone, and they wish to be reunited with their families as soon as possible. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.